This is David Taylor. Welcome back to the second part of my podcast with Professor Verity Bergman, Melbourne University.
I mean, you say there's not much difference between the parties in this election, and for that reason it's boring. Do you think that perhaps more so than before, this is an election being fought on personality and who has, the best leadership skills as opposed to the policies to take Australia forward?
Well, I suppose in a way the personalities are more distinct from each other than the actual policies of the party. So on the Labor side, we have a woman for the first time, a female prime minister, and she's also unconventional in that she lives with her partner. On the coalition side, we have Tony Abbott, who is definitely known to the electorate as a social conservative, very, very much into sort of conservative family values, practicing Catholic and so on. So the two leaders are much more different than the policies of their parties are. So I think it's understandable that there is some emphasis on those differences. She's not, of course, our first Welsh Prime Minister, although strictly speaking, Billy Hughes, who was Prime Minister during the First World War, was from Wales. His father was a carpenter, Welsh-speaking, who happened to be working on Parliament House when Billy Hughes was born. So, in fact, Billy Hughes was born in London, but very, very much from a Welsh family and from a Welsh-speaking family.
The Prime Minister has said in the British press in the past that Eoin Bevan was one of her heroes, an inspiration to her.
Yes.
Are her Welsh-British roots something that she plays up to at all in Australia, or is it perhaps...
She's very, very proud of that, and that is not something that is a problem with the electorate. I mean, for heaven's sakes, a third of the population was born overseas, and even in the more conservative sections of society, immigrants from the United Kingdom are very, very welcome. So that's a plus on her side. And in any case, Tony Abbott was born in England.
Of course, yeah.
So no, neither side is going to make a big deal of that. And it's interesting that she says that Eoin Bevan is a hero of hers, and that's all very commendable, but I'm not sure how particularly pleased he would be with some of her directions lately. I mean, she's from the left faction, but there is no meaningful way in which she is to the left of Kevin Rudd, and there's been disappointment in the Labor fold about the extent to which she has temporised on certain issues.
Final question. Kevin Rudd, you mentioned there, re-emerged onto the sort of campaign trail after his spell in hospital. That's boosted Labor.
Oh, absolutely, because there was definitely a feeling in the electorate that it was rather unpleasant how it was done. It was extremely unusual for a Prime Minister in their first term to be replaced as party leader, and there was, scepticism in the electorate about the way that was done. So obviously him coming back on board and being supportive of the campaign is important, because while his approval rating had plummeted, there was nonetheless respect for him in the electorate. Now, of course, I suppose you Labor folks in London or Labor folks in Britain will be thinking to yourselves, why didn't we do this? But we don't know yet whether it's going to work out or not.
Well, we shall see in a matter of days. Professor Verity Bergman, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, David.